Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. One of these days for the Mets. If you are a Mets fan, you will remember for a very long time, regardless of the outcome. Hopefully it is a happy memory, and hopefully that happy memory comes after game one so you don't have to stress. Mets and Braves on SNY. Gary, Keith, and Ron on the call. Coverage begins at 12:30 today only on SNY, and joining us right now is none other than Ron Darling. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. A little bit nervous, a little bit excited as the Mets roll into this two-game, this doubleheader today after what you saw in Milwaukee. What are your feelings about where the team is right now?
Well, I'm feeling much better after yesterday, right? I was a little fearful that they had lost their mojo with the bats, getting a two-hit shutout on Saturday night. So I was worried about that. But to see one of the best things maybe to come out of that game was J.D. Martinez having really four good at-bats out of the five, having a couple of hits, driving in a run, starting a rally. I think that was a really good sign.
All right, so Ronnie, let's talk about today's lineup and your best guess. Give us a sense. Is this a full, healthy lineup for everybody?
Yeah, I think you're going to see, leaning more towards the veteran. If I had to guess, I would guess Taylor in center over Bader. Iglesias batting second behind Lindor. Of course, Vientos, his great campaign that he's had. Pete, of course, looking for a three-run bomb. All Mets fans, I'm sure, are waiting for that. Alvarez, a couple of good at-bats in yesterday's game as well. And then it'll depend on the outfield with Schwellenbach, the youngster pitching for Atlanta. You know, there's a lot of different ways you could go. I would trust Marte in right field today. I know Winker is the left-handed bat, but he hasn't done much in September, and, of course, Nimmo in left.
All righty, now let's talk about Tyler McGill. You know, I was looking at his last five outings. He's actually been pretty good. I mean, the Mets have won all five of those outings. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure on this young man. This is a huge game for him. What have you seen from him in his last five outings?
Yeah, well, he's changed, Boomer. You'll love this. He changed his grip on his sinking fastball. I think for a long time they wanted him to be a four-seam guy. With the hard breaking ball and thought that he'd be kind of a strikeout machine. That really wasn't his strength. They've taken him back to throwing a two-seamer, which is a pitch that he can get some contact with. It makes him a pitcher that he doesn't have 100 pitchers after five innings every time. But more importantly, coming back with that weapon he has from AAA, I've never seen him throw more strikes. I've never seen him be more aggressive. Have more conviction when he's throwing his pitches. And I think that's all he needed. You know, his stuff is good enough to get people out. He just had to believe it, and I think he does now.
Boomer and Geo with Ron Darling on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Doubleheader today on SNY. Coverage begins at 12:30. We talk a lot about how certain places and certain teams in those places are negative. It's Mets down in Atlanta. We've talked about it a million times, but not everybody that was on the team in 2022 was on this team, and not everybody that was on the team in 1999 was there in 2000, and so on and so forth. Do you really believe that there's just something about this franchise and playing in Atlanta that gives them a disadvantage in big games like this?
You know, remember now, for people that have a good memory, a lot of those bad memories come from facing an Atlanta Braves team, which was the best franchise in baseball. For 14 years, they won their division title. So you were knocking your heads up against maybe the best organization in the game. So that you came out on the wrong end of it kind of makes sense when you think about it that way. As far as recent memory, you know, 2022 was a different September than they're having this year. And listen, you know, the big thing about Stevie Cohen buying the team, certain David Stearns in there as their baseball man, that's how you build different culture. And the Mets are today, on Monday, a day after the season has ended, have a chance to change that culture. That's what they've always been trying to do. And I don't see how it can't be one of the best days in the history of this organization.
Well, from your lips to God's ears is all we could say. What about Edwin Diaz? I know he pitched yesterday, hadn't pitched for a week. Should be ready to go today. And overall, your assessment of the way that he finished his season?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, well, he was really good, right, Boomer, after that that home run he gave up in Arizona, and then he started using his fastball more. Most of your fans and you guys all know that kind of stuff. One thing that people don't talk about, because of his, you know, he has a tough time sometimes throwing strikes, right? But I always have felt when he pitches more and his huge year that he had in Seattle, they really pitched him a lot of appearances. A lot of back-to-back appearances. I always feel like Edwin is better when he pitches more. We live in a game now where we're always trying to protect everyone to a fault. And next thing you go, boy, we protected him, but he hasn't pitched in 2 weeks. I would be very surprised if he's not even better each and every day that he comes out. And if he needs to be used twice today, what did Mendoza say? It's big boy time. Sometimes you just have to go that extra mile, and I'm sure Edwin will do that.
You referenced Pete Alonso a little bit earlier, and obviously we know this is a massively down year for him. I don't think I've ever seen someone be as popular as him, then have a season like this, and also coupled with hiring Scott Boras and the contract year where he has just fallen out of favor with the fan base. We all know it's in there. We all know he's capable of it. But what are the odds that he snaps out of it in a big way and turns into maybe Daniel Murphy of 2015 in the postseason for the Mets if they get there after today?
Well, Gio, you make a good point. You know it's in there, right? And you know, the difficult part of being a free agent, especially a free agent that is trying to go on the market and seek a huge contract, that you inherently put a lot of pressure on yourself. And I feel that's kind of how the year has gone for Pete. It's been pressure-packed for 6 months, and it's hard to play this game when you're under that kind of pressure. But when I remember Pete Alonso, when he broke in his rookie year, when he hit 53 home runs, et cetera, et cetera, I'll always remember the first home run that I saw him hit. He hit into the pond here in center field in Atlanta. And I remember I'd never seen anyone do that. And my first thought was, wow, this guy has power that other people don't have. The ball jumps off his bat that other people don't have. So hopefully those good memories of this field will put him in a nice spot today for these two games. You said it. He's got it in there. If he can just take a deep breath for one day and let the talent flow, it would be nice to see him come up with a big hit because he's a good guy. Despite, you know, people might not like him now and have a whole kind of sense of who they think he is. He's a good guy. He's a solid citizen. He's a plus asset to your team. And I'd love him to have his moment.
You know, yeah, we all love him. We just don't want to pay him $40 million a year because we don't think that he's earned it. And if we're going to pay him that much money, he's got to come through not only today, but they got to go really deep into the playoffs. From your experience, here and everything you've been through, all the games you've watched and everything else, who would you rather play if you actually had a choice to play San Diego or Milwaukee in the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah, I'd rather play Milwaukee, Boomer. I know that they've, 4-20 in the last 24 games at that American Friendly Field. I know that Milwaukee has is a bad matchup for them because of all their speed, defense, all of that stuff. That being said, if you're looking at postseason, San Diego, to me, looks like the team that is strongest in the National League. And I'm taking them over the Dodgers. I think that's how strong they are. The postseason is a bullpen game. No one has a better bullpen in the National League. And I would like the Mets get into the postseason, somehow get through Milwaukee, and then maybe to be able to reset their starting staff where you have Manaea and Severino pitching twice. Peterson, who was just brilliant yesterday. With your full arsenal of starting pitchers, maybe try to take them down.
Yeah, and I it's amazing that we're sitting here, you know, just as you're rattling off, you know, Manaea and Severino twice and Peterson, you know, I'm thinking back to before the season where I'm saying, man, you know, they really dropped the ball in this rotation.
Well, it was supposed to be Kodai Senga
Right, of course, but you knew he was hurt. You didn't know when he was coming back. I mean, that of all things that had gone on in this season, Iglesias is in there too. The performance of these guys that I never saw coming at this level in that starting rotation has to be probably the biggest surprise to me. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think it's a big surprise to everyone. The only thing that they had going in their favor, now listen, they're both coming off horrendous years to the point where Manaea was kind of just a bulk inning guy in San Francisco. We know what happened to Luis with the Yankees, you know, ERA approaching 7. But their stuff, you know, their velocity, their spin rate, all those things were still there. I think you just found two pitchers that have had some real success in the majors, completely lost their way, their mojo, their confidence. And Jeremy Hefner has got to be given a lot of credit with those two pitchers of kind of figuring it out and getting those guys to the place where they were 4 or 5 seasons ago. But yes, the best... The Mets aren't here without Severino and Manaea doing what they did to replace Senga, who was supposed to be erased.
And finally, for me, Ronnie, is really the manager, Carlos Mendoza. I mean, you talk about a guy that's had an amazing year. You know, this was an unproven guy, came over from the Yankees, has steadied the ship, said all the right things, says all the right things after the games, doesn't make excuses. Somehow, some way, he's kept this whole thing together. And when I think of the way this thing started the first 2 months and where they are now, I would say that he has got to be one of the odds-on favorites for manager of the year.
I'm with you. You know, there's a lot of candidates in the National League with Pat Murphy, Milwaukee, Mike Schilt, of course, with San Diego. But he has to be up there. Anecdotally, I'll tell you a couple of things. Every time I go to do a TBS game, and I end up at another clubhouse, one of the first things I'm asked all the time is, hey, how's Mendy? How's Carlos doing? I mean, everyone around baseball loves this guy, cares about him, and is happy that he's having the kind of year he's having. In spring training this year, we had a little bit of a cookout, and Mendy and his staff came over. And I was asked the next day by some of our people that work for SNY, what did you think, Mendoza, whatever? And the first word that came out of my mouth is edge. It was a really cool edge to him, a toughness that I think it takes not only to manage in today's game, but to manage in our tough town. You know, it's a tough town here, and he's got an edge and an authenticity to him that I think he's going to be a real star as a manager for a long time.
Who was more angry that the Mets had to go back to Atlanta and play this doubleheader, Gary or Keith?
I'll let you guys guess that one. I think that it'd be very hard for me to believe that you wouldn't get the right answer.
Oh, Ron, it's great talking to you, man. Hopefully this is a very positive, memorable day for the Mets, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you soon.
You guys are the best. Take care.